This is JIS News. Coming up, Jamaica among top 10 most improved economies for doing business. Cabinet approves purchase of trucks for NSWMA and public urged to maintain faith in health system. Details after the break.
Can you sing, dance, act, or write? Then enter the JCDC 2016 Festival of the Performing Arts competitions in music, speech, drama, dance, and traditional folk forms. The JCDC continues to provide opportunities that unearth, develop, and showcase your creative talents. Deadline is Friday, November 27, 2015. Visit the JCDC website at jcdc.gov.jm for entry forms and other details, or any JCDC parish office islandwide. Enter now.
Now the news. Over 10,000 jobs are projected to be generated with the establishment of a motor vehicle assembly plant in Spanish Town St. Catherine over the next 3 years. The Spanish Town Free Zone, estimated to cost some $350 million, is a joint venture between Gulfray Americas and China National Automotive Industry International Corporation, a subsidiary of China National Machinery Industry Corporation. President of Jamaica Promotions Limited, JAMPRO, Diane Edwards, says the logistics center will have immediate effects on the community and the economy.
This is the type of investment that we envisioned under the Jamaica Logistics Hub Initiative, as it leverages Jamaica's connectivity to manufacture a range of products for the regional market.
Of the over 10,000 jobs projected to be created, 2,500 will be top-level jobs. In addition, 300 Jamaicans will receive scholarships to study overseas to acquire the skills required for employment in the free zone. Cabinet has approved the purchase of 17 new trucks for the National Solid Waste Management Authority, NSWMA, to assist with the severe backlog of waste collection across the island. Information Minister Senator Sandra Faulkner says the agency has been operating without the full complement of vehicles required for garbage removal.
Cabinet has approved a contract for the purchase of 17 Renault garbage compactor trucks for the National Solid Waste Management Authority. The NSWMA's island-wide fleet for the collection and disposal of domestic and commercial waste consists of 52 units. To operate at optimal efficiency, the authority needs a fleet of approximately 172 trucks.
Senator Faulkner says since 2013, supplementary contractors have been engaged to help with collection, but the agency has only had access to 120 trucks overall, and some contractors supplied less than 50% of the trucks required. The agency will receive new Renault garbage compactors because of the brand's reliability and access to parts locally. The trucks are to be delivered in the next 6 to 8 months at a cost of €1,977,500. Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson is urging members of the public not to lose confidence in Jamaica's overall system of healthcare despite evident gaps in the neonatal care machinery. Dr. Ferguson says Jamaica continues to be standard bearers in several areas of healthcare according to both regional and international criteria.
Our outcomes continue to compete with the developed world. What are the outcomes? Life expectancy, 75 for female and 73 for male. If it comes to immunization, Jamaica continue to rank over 90% better than places like even the United States.
The health minister was speaking in the House of Representatives Tuesday. He notes that Jamaica's neonatal mortality rate is ahead of international standards. Jamaica's neonatal mortality rate has moved from 21 per 1,000 live births in 1990 to 12 per 1,000 live births since 2013. And Jamaica has been named one of the most improved economies in which to do business globally. This in the World Bank's newly released Doing Business Report, DBR 2016. The report, which looks at countries' performance in 11 areas of business regulation, has also ranked Jamaica 64 out of 189 countries, the highest rank achieved by any Caribbean country, and a 7-point jump in the ranking of 71 received last year. Jamaica was further recognized in the Latin American region for implementing the most reforms for the second year in a row, placing the island sixth in the region behind Mexico, Peru, Colombia, Puerto Rico, and Costa Rica. In a press release from the Ministry of Industry, Investment, and Commerce, Minister Anthony Hilton expressed satisfaction with Jamaica's performance in the DBR 2016. He says the report is a reflection of the tremendous work being undertaken across government to facilitate the growth of businesses and the attraction of new investments, both locally and overseas. That was the JIS News. I'm Theodore Henry.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.